I wonder what it was that you were talking about that you are really excited about this Christmas. What is it that you're waiting for? Well, this morning, we're going to hear from a man who had been waiting for the best present ever. And this man is called Simeon. We can find out about him in the Bible, in our Luke's Gospels, actually, in these eyewitness accounts of Jesus' life. So why don't you grab one of them? And we're going to go to chapter 2, verse 25. It's kind of halfway through this little bit here on page 9. Chapter 2, verse 25. And you see, we're going to meet Simeon, and he responded in the most amazing way to the most incredible present. Like he'd opened the best Christmas present ever. And that present was Jesus. And we're going to hear about this now, this story. So I'm going to read it. And as I read it, we're going to have some special guests here to help us as well. Okay, so just listen to this true story. Here we go. Let me set the scene. Verse 25. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. And this man was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to Simeon by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death until he saw the Lord's Christ, the King. And he came into the Spirit, into the temple, and I now need Mary and Joseph. Mary and Joseph, here they come. They're coming into the temple as well, with baby Jesus. Well done, Mary and Joseph. Well done. And here we go. The parents, now you need to listen to this. The parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law. And Simeon took Jesus in his arms. And Simeon raised him up. And he blessed God. And this is what Simeon said. Listen to this.
Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of your peoples. A light of revelation to the Gentiles and glory to your people, Israel.
Fantastic. Would you be able to put the baby Jesus down here? And let's give Mary and Joseph and Simeon a round of applause. Well done. Thank you. Now, did you hear Simeon's reaction? Simeon's reaction is actually on the screen behind us, and it is pretty incredible. Like, Simeon went full on Lion King then, didn't he? I think the Lion King ripped this from the Bible. It actually feels pretty over the top. Like, if you went into a maternity unit and just grabbed a baby and held it aloft, you know, you'd be saying, get security in here quickly. Like, it's pretty mad what it is that Simeon does. But he is so, so excited about this baby. And he's very excited because he's been waiting and waiting for the greatest gift ever. And now Jesus has come. We're going to find out why Jesus is so exciting now. And we're going to see, first of all, one thing. But someone's going to have to come up here and unwrap a present to see why Jesus is so exciting. Could somebody come up here? And maybe one of the kids, thanks, Zeph, do you want to come up and just quickly unwrap this present for me? And we'll find out our first thing about Jesus today. Thank you very much, Zephy. It's not going to be particularly difficult. It's just there, you just kind of... There we go. What is it, Zephy? What is it? It's a rubber ring, isn't it? Yeah. Thank you very much. Now, thanks, Zeph. Well done. Give him a round of applause too. Yeah. Big thing coming across. Now, sorry, it's much more glittery than initially I thought when I got it off Amazon the other day. But we're going to see that Jesus rescues. Simeon is excited with Jesus because Jesus rescues. He's the life raft, okay? Just look at what Simeon says about Jesus in verse 29. He says, Lord, now you're letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation. Simeon looks at this squirming, wriggly baby in his arms, and he sees God's salvation, which means rescue. Jesus rescues. He's the life raft. We all know what a rescue is, don't we? We all know what a rescue is. It happens when someone is in danger and they cannot get themselves out of it. Normally, rescues, they sound a little bit like this. What's that? We know what that is, don't we? You can say it all together if you want to. It's an ambulance. I think it's an ambulance. Maybe it's a fire engine. It's one of the emergency services. What about this? Rescue sounds like this. Yeah, Paw Patrol. And then last of all, what about this rescue? Who knows what this is? It's Marvel, isn't it? Yeah. We think about rescue and we think Paw Patrol, we think Marvel, we think Farm and Sam, we think emergency services. We don't think this. Just have a listen to this rescue. We do not think about a baby when we think of rescue. To be honest, that would be one of the most terrifying things. When you're in danger, a baby coming towards you to try and rescue you. Almost as terrifying as a vehicle full of talking dogs. But this baby is different. This baby is different. This baby has been sent to carry out a rescue mission from the beginning of time, planned from the beginning of time. And Simeon knew about it, and he'd been waiting and waiting and waiting for this rescuer to arrive. And when the rescuer comes, Simeon is so excited, so excited. He says, "For my eyes have seen your salvation." And then he says this, "that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples," in the presence of everyone. This rescuer is for all people. Which is good news, because all of us need rescue. It's hard to imagine, isn't it, that we need rescue right now. It's hard to imagine that. Lots of us are probably feeling like life's going pretty well. Everything's going fine. We're doing all right. We don't need help. But the Bible tells us that we've got ourselves into trouble with God. And that's very serious. We might not think that we've done that. We might not know that we have. But God knows that we have. We do things our way. We push God out of our lives. And none of us treats God as he deserves. I know that I don't. And none of us treats other people, loves other people as they deserve. I know I don't. And God knows this. He knows this because he doesn't just see our kind of performances, you know, what we're up to maybe on a stage. He sees inside our hearts. And without God's help, we find ourselves in trouble with him for how we've treated him. But here's the great news of Christmas. The great news of Christmas is that God sent a rescuer. A rescuer. God sent the greatest gift imaginable. And do you know what? Here's the amazing thing. He didn't send a list of rules so that we could try and make our way back to him by doing a little bit better. He didn't send a self-help book for us to get ourselves into the right place. He sent a baby. He sent his own son to come and rescue us and bring us into his family. And can you feel Simeon's relief when he sees this baby? He says something incredible that I'm sure none of us would say opening our presents this Christmas. He's an old man and he says, "Now I can die in peace. Now I can die in peace because the one who's come to bring peace with God is here." What is it this Christmas, boys and girls, everyone else, that would make you say everything's going to be okay? Because that's what Simeon's saying here, isn't he? "Now your servant can depart in peace. Everything's going to be okay." You could chat, maybe kids, chat to your mums and dads about that when you go home today. What is it that they would say, "Everything's going to be okay because"? What is it that makes you say, "Everything's going to be okay because"? Maybe it was some of those things we were whispering about a minute ago. We were so excited about opening them on Christmas Day. Simeon invites us to say, "Everything's going to be okay because the wait is over. Jesus' rescuer has come." I can be friends with God even though I've wronged him, because he sent a rescuer for me. The life raft is here. Jesus rescues. Great, so what have we seen so far? We've seen that Jesus
rescues.
Jesus rescues, he's the life raft. Fantastic, and now we're going to see something else about Jesus, another truth that we're going to unwrap. Who would like to come and unwrap this other truth? Would you like to come and unwrap? Would you like to come up here? Yeah? Shall I bring it to you? It's a very small, hang on a second. Oh, it's so small. Do you want to unwrap it? There you go. Good lad. Thank you very much. It's a torch. We have seen that Jesus rescues, but Simeon also shows us that Jesus reveals. Jesus reveals. He is the light. Just have a quick look. I'm going to stick that there for us. We've got Jesus rescues, the life raft. Jesus reveals. He's the light. Just have a little look. Simeon goes on to talk about Jesus as a light for revelation to the Gentiles. Again, all peoples. And for glory to your people, Israel. This baby that Simeon held in his arms is the light. Now, we all know, don't we, how lights work. We all know how lights work. There are loads of lights around at the moment, aren't there? Because it's Christmas time. We've got more lights in School 21 than I can imagine. We've got lights around our house, lights on the Christmas trees. We went into the centre of London and saw the Christmas lights the other day. It was very, very exciting. Went in with my girls. We also went into Hamleys in December and just about came out alive. But anyway, we know what light is, don't we? We need light when we can't see things. Light shines into dark places to show us what's there. Light makes visible what's invisible. If you're scared, you need your torch, you go into the darkness and you can see things. It makes what is invisible visible. And Jesus does that for us when it comes to God. He shows us what we can't see. He shows us God. Jesus reveals. He's the light. As Jesus grew up and people watched him, they were watching what God is like. As they recorded things down, they were recording down for us what God is like. Jesus revealed God in the things that he taught and during his life. Wherever he went, people heard him and they were amazed by his teaching. They thought, no one teaches like this. This is amazing. He revealed God by the miracles that he did, to show that he was different to us. He even raised someone from the dead to show that he had God's power. He revealed God by the way he lived. He loved people. He sometimes got angry with people who were doing things that were very wrong. He cared for people the way that no one else did. He never got compassion fatigue. Every day of his life, he revealed God because he is God. He revealed God by dying to save us on the cross and rising again to rule, rescuing us from God's judgment. That was the trouble that we were in for how we treated him, and rescuing us from death. In everything Jesus did, he revealed to us what God was like. Jesus reveals. He's the light. I tell you, if you haven't ever read about Jesus, or even if you have, I mean, I've been following Jesus for many years now, like, do take this gospel away with you and read about it. I promise you will be so surprised to find in here what God is like. I'm continuing to be surprised as I look at the Lord Jesus and read about him to find out what God is like. Jesus rescues and Jesus reveals. No wonder that Simeon was so excited that day in the temple. No wonder he went like full on Lion King. The wait was over for the best present ever. But there's one last thing that Simeon wants us to know very quickly, and it's something that he says straight afterwards to Mary. Simeon, could you just come up here one more time? You see, Jesus isn't just revealing God to us. He's also revealing our hearts as we learn about him. Our response to Jesus reveals our hearts. Just listen to Simeon's final words. They don't actually sound very Christmassy. Listen to what he says to Mary. And they speak actually about Jesus' death right at the start of his life.
Behold, This child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed.
Thank you, Simeon. Jesus doesn't just reveal God to us. He reveals our hearts by how we respond to him. He's the best gift ever, but Simeon knew, even back then in all his excitement, that he wouldn't be received by everyone. Simeon knew that for some, Jesus would be the rescuer, the way to enjoy life as God's made it to be, forever with him. But for others, Jesus would be bad news. Simeon wants us to know that there's no neutral ground when it comes to Jesus. He's either a wonderful gift that we unwrap and we love, or we bin Jesus and we want nothing to do with him. And God wants us to know that the best thing to do this Christmas is to celebrate like Simeon by embracing Jesus and having everlasting joy and safety in him, the one who is the great rescuer, the one who is the great revealer, the life raft, the light, the one who shows us who God is and then brings us back to him. Have we received this gift this Christmas? Let me pray. Father, thank you so much that you sent Jesus to save us. Father, thank you so much that you sent Jesus to show us who you are. And Father, we pray that you would help us to know more about Jesus this Christmas, maybe even to embrace Jesus for the first time as the greatest gift. We thank you so much that the greatest wait is over for the greatest present, because Jesus has come. Amen.